And that wasn't told in sequence. It was as I remembered. Okay. Dream, it felt like a clear, like see-through, like plastic, clear plastic, and it was just stuck to my body and I couldn't get it off. I couldn't even get it off with help. And okay, so where am I now? Where am I now? I put it in my mouth and I can still remember that taste and that feeling. And I decided I want to spit it out, so I opened the door of the car and I spat it out.
It's really important I was hiding it
in my knickers in case someone searched me for it. It may as well have been a bag of cocaine. As I'm
the owner and of
the nightclub / drug dealer / Tesco display guy was waiting for us. And my scarf was hanging over the door. And I thought, no, he's going to identify me by the scarf. Oh, no. So basically, he was waiting for all the toilets to empty. And because I went in on my own, and he thought I was on my own,
I was trying to leave.
I thought the clever thing still would be to pretend.
And
we were having run out of the building. And I remember, this is kind of where I first kind of met these new friends. Gangster guys, and Enrique
got
a taxi, and one of the lads started taking the piss out of me. Oh, yeah, you got a taxi around here, because it was really busy, like loads of cars and traffic, and it was daytime too, either or
if I would.
Having some kind of out of body experience. In the dream, as in I had this capability of looking down on what was going on and analyzing what to do. And
said a year and a half ago, and he said he got his house was new down the road. And he was saying, he said, this house was going up to him, he met his new road, he said. And he said, there is, they do have manure in there, money in the manure. And he said, they got a half crown. And he got a 6 foot bitch or something, and some harsh manure he seen someplace. And he said, yes, and he said, but Tom, I seen one, he was searching, and he got up to 6 foot. And if he seen a horse raising his tail a mile away, he'd be after him. But I like that. He seemed to do everything wrong. He was cutting a bush. He someone said that there was a branch, but a limb of a tree growing out over the road, down somewhere with gallows. This was dangerous. And of course, Tommy raised it up, and of course, he was a lot of good hit it. So he did say that he could. So he was up in the tree and he was sitting around sandbag and he was sitting out there and cutting at his face.
He was sitting on the branches.
And he was telling
everyone, keep away.
I didn't tell him, keep back, it's dangerous. You get hooked, just keep away from it.
No, I'm not telling him.
And he went throwing away to the store. Instead, But man, I got up to the bag and then the dark, yeah, there was catches up there, but it wasn't that time. Anyway, there was some job by the lads, and they kept the angle, so maybe it was a thought of this. So there was a man, and he jumped in the back, and then he told me, I think there was someone selling dead. I was used to telling. Just about
crops and
sauce. Into the dead foot mare.
Remember you.
But I tell you, mare was up and cold.
He had to pay for the rest.
Yeah, he was the judge. But the judge wants to know for the upset. He said, if you were. He said to the judge, if you were the dead, sir, and me right in your back, and the bottle and last of that, he said, oh, I think you're paying in your arm. Would you call that? Log, you know. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Ah. It was a that time, you know, that there's a funny things in the paper. Oh, that log, you know, the paper, when he said before.